Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. And now it's time for a little open lines action. Hit me, Shannon, with some music and stuff. Yeah.
There you go.
Our three topics were...
How'd you injure yourself sleeping?
How'd you injure yourself sleeping? Mm-hmm. Kelly's was...
Biggest bribe you gave your kid to get him to comply with your wishes.
Okay.
And now...
What have you heard from a psychic that actually came true? What strange thing...
You have one line all morning.
You okay, Al?
You all right? I'm fine. I'm fine.
What's going on?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Talk about anything?
No.
You're sure?
Okay. And as always, you could bring your own topic if you want. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You know, I haven't really injured myself sleeping that severely, but my roommate in college had the top bunk. In the middle of the night, I heard her fall off.
Oh.
She broke both wrists.
Oh, that is.
She rolled off the top bunk, and I just felt someone like fall. I'm like, everything okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
Jason, you kick off open lines with your sleep injury, please.
Yes. I was in another country, and I fell asleep, woke up the next day, and I was walking around in the base, and I passed out. And what had happened is my man part down there got twisted.
What?
They were losing oxygen.
What? From losing oxygen, that can twist up?
It's called a torsion, yeah. And then what had happened was I passed out. They thought I had, you know, some other problems, but I had to go to an emergency hospital, and nobody was speaking English. I was in Bahrain, a foreign country, and all they could do was draw pictures of what they were going to do to me.
Wait,
I
see.
Goodness.
So I thought you said you were in our country, and then you ended up in another country after you passed out, but you were in a foreign country, and that happened.
Sure, in our country.
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
UAE,
yeah.
Bahrain.
Wow.
Did they straighten
out? I want to see those pictures they drew. I want to see how they do that.
Is everything okay now?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good.
Good.
Yeah, so yeah, it is.
That's a serious sleep injury right
there. Is your favorite song of all time Keith Sweat Twisted?
Your favorite rapper Twista? Wow.
Oh, man, Jason, I'm glad you got that straightened out, buddy.
Literally. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't even heard
Never
of it.
Heard
I didn't
that.
Either. Now I'm scared to go.
But
down.
It had a name and everything, a medical term.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah.
Don't pass out.
Yeah, right.
Grace, I'm sure Al's going to like you very much because you have a twin sister. What happened?
We used to share a bed when we were, like, kids, like, younger, because we grew up together. We were, like, super close. And she broke my nose one night.
Just punched you in her sleep?
Yes.
What are the odds you guys got in a fight that day and she was not sleeping? She just used that as an excuse.
Probably. Maybe she's the evil one.
Of course she is.
She's the evil
and you're the pretty one.
Yeah.
No, awesome.
Where I didn't go, we looked just alike. But
there's always a prettier one.
Yeah, there always is better.
Yeah, one's
one.
Always.
Just claim it, girl.
The one twin's always smarter, better looking, better at athletics. That's just how this goes. You know that.
Are you the better twin, Grace?
Don't be modest. Are you you're the better twin?
Yes, I really am.
See, there you go.
All right, cool.
Thanks, Grace.
We're not into modesty here.
No, we're not.
No.
We own it.
Kami, who'd you bribe?
Hi, so when I was about like 7 years old, my dad really wanted to get me to eat a jalapeno, a whole jalapeno.
Shout out.
So he told me that, you know, if I took a bite, he would buy me anything I wanted. So, of course, I took the bite. It was really spicy. Never had anything spicy ever since. And when we went to the store, I grabbed a Barbie doll.
Uh-huh.
So as we're walking around the store, I tell him that we need printer paper. We go to the checkout, pays for the printer paper, looks down at my Barbie doll and is like, what are you doing? You already got printer paper. So, yeah, he bribed me with something, but I didn't end up getting what
paper?
I wanted.
He bribed you with a ream of paper?
Yeah.
Your dad
he bought me a ream of paper.
He pulled
really
a bait and switch on you.
Too.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's so mean.
Yeah, it is. You got a ream of paper.
Man.
Oh, man.
Dads. Sonia, what'd your psychic tell you?
Told me that my husband had an old spirit following him. And therefore was making him do bad decisions, like life decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has. I mean, I've seen it. It was about a month ago, and
completely it's just crazy how things ended with my husband and I. We're just trying to figure it out, but I really believe there is something following him.
An old spirit following him.
So when he would come home late at night, he'd be like, baby, I'm sorry. The old spirit made me drink the whole
time. On my way home.
No, nothing like that, because I've probably... I miss him up if he did something like that. Yeah. So, wow. No, I just life decisions, you know? It's like for my daughter and myself, and he just, he's like selfishness, basically. I guess it's like he's happy 1 minute and then totally not happy the next. She says, there's an old spirit following him. It happened about a year ago, and we had a baby girl a year ago, so I don't know. It's just crazy the way things are.
At least he can ride in the HOV lane.
Yeah.
Got all spirit.
That spirit with him.
Thanks for calling, babe.
That sounds like they just kind of throw it. You know, like, oh, he's got a bad spirit following him. I mean, don't we all kind of have a bad spirit following us from time to time?
Are you skeptical?
I would like to think
of a psychic.
You said you wanted to go.
We have bad spirits following us.
I hope I don't. But you know.
I mean, it's from time to time.
Well, you can have good spirits following you too.
Yeah,
I just don't want. Yeah, but sometimes a bad spirit comes in.
What's your bad spirit's name?
Juan.
Espiritu malo.
Espiritu malo.
Espiritu malo. Polly, what'd your psychic tell you?
Well, 12 years ago, on October 5th, I ditched school with my friends to go to a psychic, and she told me I would be meeting my husband within a year, which I thought was hilarious since I was in high school. A year later, I met my husband in August, and our first date was October 5th, exactly a year from the date I had went to the psychic, and we've been together for 11 years. So.
How about that?
Man.
Whoa.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I mean, she had other stuff, and she actually was right, so it's kind of creepy now, looking back.
Yeah, right?
Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, you still would have met him, but you just wouldn't have known that it was predetermined. Yeah. So, you know.
Last time I went to a psychic, the psychic told me that I would not, it was right when I started college, and she said, I don't know, there's a dark cloud, it doesn't look like you're going to make it out of college.
And?
So I took that as... I'm going to die in college. No, it just meant that I was...
You weren't going to finish.
I was going to flunk out. That's all.
I think the odds were pretty good for anybody that goes to see her.
Yeah. Katie, what was your worst sleep injury?
I had broken my ankle, and somehow in my sleep, I took my cast off.
That's hard to do, I would imagine.
Yeah, you need like a saw for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I woke up and it was laying next to me in the bed. I called the doctor's office. I took the cast in with me, and the doctor just looked like I was totally nuts.
Wow.
Did you, like, break it apart or manage to wiggle your cast?
It was completely whole.
Wow. It
slid off of my leg.
That's interesting.
Whoa.
I was going to say, did she, like, Hulk it and just, like, rip?
Or it could have been a supernatural phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. It could have been.
I want to go see a psychic about what that's about.
Go see a psychic about your cast. Yeah.
I just can't do a psychic for some reason. It just kind of weirds me out.
Let's go together, Al.
No, I don't want
to
go.
I've become so cynical that it's hard for me to take that. I want to believe that there's like ghosts and spirits and stuff like that and like that they can predict the future, but I'm just...
Psychics will kick you out if they can see you don't believe. They'll be like, get out of here.
You get a psychic with an attitude.
Yeah, attitude.
Psychic with a tude.
That's why Scientology rejected me. They could tell.
Mindy, how were you bribed by your parents?
Oh, I bribed my children. That's an existing bribe that we still have going on.
Uh-huh.
I've told both my kids if they can make it till 21 without drinking and smoking, I'll give them $1,000.
Hey, that is a wonderful incentive. How is it going so far? How old are they?
They're 11 and 14. My oldest is in high school, and they're both adamant that they're going to do it. I've got the money set aside for them so they can, you know where it's at and if they're ready for them.
I met somebody that had that same agreement.
We just did.
Yeah.
But they offered him $100, so you're a way better parent.
But he decided to stick with it. He said after he made it to 21, he said it became his thing.
Yeah, and he's in his 30s. To this day, he doesn't drink.
How are you going to know, like, when they go off to school that they haven't drank?
You have to have a measure of trust for your
trust
kids.
I think that they both have a conscience to where they would end up admitting to me.
Okay, all right.
I mean, college, though.
There's a strange concept called trusting your kids until they give you reason not to, Al.
Really?
Yes.
Well, just tell me about this.
Trust your children until they give you reason not to.
All right. I'll have to try that.
I don't know if this is an injury, but it's kind of funny. Alex, what's your sleep injury kind of?
It wasn't an injury. I want to say it was about 4 years ago when I had my first daughter. You know how when they're babies, they usually sleep with their parents in the middle, so that way, you know, they don't fall over. Well, one night I had fallen asleep and I was in a dream, and I was in a movie theater, and I had to go to the restroom really, really, really bad. And I walked in, and I walked into the restroom in my dream.
Oh no!
And I let it go, and I released, and I started urinating.
No.
And I woke up with my wife. She was tapping me and said, "Hey, Alex, you know, your daughter peed." And I look up. I go, "Man, she peed a lot."
Please tell me you blame the baby and just let it ride like
you
that.
You have to, Alex.
No, well, I mean, I couldn't blame her because my underwear was wet.
And hers was.
Just be like, man. Be like,
let me change her, honey. Let me change her. It's okay. I'll get it.
Yeah, the baby. Call Alex.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
Why does the baby's pee smell like beer?
Oh, man. That's funny, dude.
Oh, Alex.
Thanks for calling, bro. Thanks for calling, man.
I would have let it ride on the baby.
Yeah, I would have blamed it on
tried.
The baby, too.
I for sure would.
There's so many ways you can blame the baby right there.
You gotta blame the baby.
You got to. I mean, dry diaper and all. You
that's what babies are for, to blame stuff on them.
Man, that baby peed like
I want to have a baby just so I can blame someone when I went to bed.
Is that a big problem for you, Jenna?
Yeah.
Megan, worst sleep injury?
This actually happened last night. I was charging my phone for my laptop. And had it sitting on the desk next to my bed. And I fell asleep looking at my phone and at some point rolled over and the cord tugged on the laptop and it fell on my face.
Oh, did you get like a black eye?
No, I'm actually okay. It just woke me up and, you know, kind of shook me up a little bit. I wasn't expecting that.
I bet.
That's a funny thing to attribute an injury to, though. Did you get in a fight? No, my laptop fell on
my face.
Yeah.
I was in college at North Texas State University years ago, and my roommate, Gary Clark, was sleeping in Kendall Hall, and we didn't have air conditioning. Are these details important?
Yeah, I just want people to know he went to college.
We didn't have air conditioning in Kendall Hall, so we had this big box fan in the window and a big gust of wind. He's sleeping, just sleeping. Big gust of wind came. Oh. Blew the box fan off the window ledge and hit him square in the face. I mean, just right on his. I had to take him to the infirmary and everything. He had his stitches right above his eye.
Infirmary.
You mean the nurse's office?
Yeah.
Infirmary.
Is it World War I? We still call it the infirmary.
No one calls it the infirmary.
What do you call it?
It's the
nurse's
infirmary.
It's the infirmary. Is it not the infirmary?
Yeah, if you're back then.
Yeah.
Infirmary. Infirmary.
Did you know what he meant?
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Then you.
I get it because I watched Pearl Harbor, the movie.
Chris, what happened during your sleep?
By the commissary. Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I woke up and got in the shower, and there were scratches all over my wrists and my legs, and I had no idea why. Figured it was my dog. So my husband woke up about a half hour later, and there was a big bloody gash across his right cheek. So it looked like someone had, like, taken a knife across his face. That's how small this split was. But he had said that about 3:30 in the morning, I was dreaming, and he woke up because he was in pain, and my fingernails were stuck in his face.
Jeez.
So he had to pull my hand out of his face.
Oh, what are you dreaming about? Blood.
I have no idea. I don't remember it at all.
It was bad.
I scratched myself. Apparently.
Did you have to take him to the infirmary?
No, we were not in shopping.
Wow. I'm glad you don't remember that nightmare. It sounds like it would be horrifying.
Yeah, right?
I know. I'm sure Charles had to do a lot of makeup for this one. What'd you do to your wife, Charles?
JT, not good, my friend. I was asleep. She reached across my body to get her body pillow. I jerked up with my knee. And I broke her nose.
Oh no!
It was not good. Oh. And then, you know, I wake up to her screaming and crying with blood streaming down her face.
And you're like, "Be quiet! I'm trying to sleep."
Yeah. And then she went to the doctor, and the doctor's like, "Well, do we need to make a police report about this?" And she's like, "No, he really did it in his sleep." And it got to the point to where she quit our doctor. Because he didn't believe her.
Oh, that's true. My cousin, same thing happened. She turned and ran into a door and got a black eye. And the doctor refused to believe her husband didn't hit her. And I know she's like, a lot of doctors, they won't believe you. I swear he didn't hit me. I ran into a door.
I mean, you can tell. Charles, you sound like a nice dude. Yeah. I can tell you're a good guy.
Wow.
Hey, and the bad thing is that she told the doctor, hey, he's still breathing. Of course he didn't do it on purpose.
Thanks, Charles.
Oh,
hope
man.
Hope your wife knows it better.
Oh, man.
All right, Jake, take us out of open lines with your bribe.
So my son really enjoys swimming, and it's a nightmare to try and get him to ever leave the pool. He tends to throw my towel, my shoes, my keys, once my phone into the pool. He throws a fit, and everybody at the pool is sitting there watching my son throw a fit about leaving. And I don't smack my son or pat his bum or nothing like that when he acts up. For some reason, I just don't do it. So I bribed my son with an iPad to leave the pool.
An iPad?
Oh, he's three, Jake.
Got $600 out of you?
What are you going to give him the next time he won't get out of the pool?
I haven't decided yet, but
you have to take the iPad back.
A car.
Maserati.
I and I leave it at the side of the pool, and when it's time to go, I'll turn it on, and I'm like, let's go play a game, and you leave. So.
Wow.
I want Jake to be my dad.
Good, pricey, but he left.
There you go.
Hey.
Man, I got an iPad just
hey,
throwing a temper.
Get out of the pool. I'll get you a Benz.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I feel like I'm starting to get anxiety about turning 30, even though I said I'd never have anxiety about turning 30. But then girls start putting pressure on you. Like, what are we going to do for your 30th birthday?
That's a big
pressure.
Deal.
It's not about being 30. It's about the party.
I've always kind of felt like I don't care about the number. Or you say that, and maybe when it starts to come close, you do. I feel like as long as I'm happy.
Right.
There's been a lot of changes going on. We came across this article on the Huffington Post that says, you know, that there's a bunch of changes every girl is going to go through in her 20s. I feel like I've changed so much. You guys have seen me from 25 to... I turned 30 in May. Mm. So you guys have known me.
Your hair got darker.
Yeah. Yes. So some of these. So, I mean, if you're wondering, is life going to get better? It will, especially when you're not living with your parents anymore.
It's just different.
Yeah. But we also took to the streets. So we talked to some real girls in their 20s about a couple of these things. But Kelly, I'll see what you think about some of these. Like, you start wearing outfits more than once. No, in college, you care a lot. Like, if you have Facebook photos of you in an outfit, can never wear that dress again. How much
you can't wear it again ever? No, you can wear it again.
No, you can't wear it and be photographed in it.
Wow.
You have these rules. See, this is...
See, now, when I was in my 20s, we didn't have this Facebook problem, so I can't relate to that.
See, it's so much better to be guys, because I feel like when I was in my 20s and, like, super broke, especially, like, early 20s, I had 5 shirts.
Right.
And I wore Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday shirt, and then maybe, like,
that was the extent of my... I don't repeat an outfit in the same week. That was the only thing I was concerned about. It's like I can only wear this outfit once this week.
Yeah.
But I didn't, as long as it wasn't the same week, I was okay.
So I
can't relate to the social media thing.
Social media made that impossible for
girls. In the 20s,
I've worn these jeans every day this week, I think.
that's one thing, though, that's true. I feel like you'll wear things more than once without washing them.
Yeah.
Way more than once. But you know what? I try not to wear the same outfit. I try.
It's hard.
Even at the gym. It's like...
At the
what are you
gym?
Do?
God, that's just so expensive, and 20-year-olds usually aren't rolling in cash at that age.
True.
I feel like
this is more like changes through the 20s. I don't mean you have to buy a new pants every time. It's just not wearing the exact same outfit.
And switch it up a little bit. Because I feel like the front desk girl at my gym asked me if I had any other gym clothes because I wore the same thing.
The same one.
Or at least you wash those.
No, I just have like the same shirts, but she thought I was wearing the same one.
And this is one thing I think everyone can relate to. The second I got out of college, I could not go out drinking anymore before work or before I had something to do. The hangover lasts for days. So hangovers are just something you can't afford anymore. And on top of that, they say you can go out and have just one. And what I mean by that is one drink. So we actually talked to some girls about drinking in their late 20s.
When I was younger, I didn't even know what a hangover was. And now it's like every day. And it's the worst feeling in the entire world.
I actually either have to do, like, go wild or not at all.
One shot always turns into more. And I'm only going to have one drink turns into 2 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. I drank double gin and tonics all night one night. And I was out for, like, 3 days.
Well, now the key is to get so drunk, you wake up drunk, and it's not so bad.
Wow.
I have noticed that. It's like if you're going to go out drinking, it's almost like you got to clear the next 2 days also.
Let me tell you why. There is a physical reason for that.
Why?
I, when I, my therapist, God rest his soul, he's the one that made me two drink Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, because with me in social situations, I kind of clam up. He said, two drinks is your limit, but I need you to do that so you'll be more sociable. And I would, but I would come in and I would drink sometimes if I'd go above the two drink limit, and it would take me 2 or 3 days to recover. And I was like, what is wrong with me? He said, because in your 20s, you're still producing new cells every day. And once you hit a certain, and that's why you're killing off cells, but you're replenishing them. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, you stop regenerating new cells. And so your cells are just sitting there suffering. And that's why it's a physical, scientific based reason that you're just not regenerating new cells anymore. So you are getting older, which is why you get hungover.
I mean, I used to be able to go out in college and
I'd be fine.
And I'd be like, oh, I have like an hour to finish a paper, and then I could just kind of pull an all nighter and be fine. I can't even pull an all nighter sober.
Towards the end of your 20s, that cell regeneration mm-hmm. stops.
The cell factory's closing up.
That is why.
They're
so that's why kids, they're in their 20s, they're like, you're in 20s.
Stay out all night long, and I wonder, how do these
jump in the shower, brush
it?
Their teeth, and they are fine.
Yeah,
that goes away.
But what happens when I still know like 35-year-old men that can do that?
They don't do it well. They hurt.
Yeah, they mask it. They got to mask it.
I am shocked by some of my friends. Like when I do pull one of those really late nights, and they're right there with me, and even mm-hmm. harder. And the next day, they're texting me at 7 a.m. Yeah, I'm going to go play tennis with the kids. I'm like, how did you even get out of bed this morning? You know, it's shocking to me.
Yeah, right. I see guys that come into my bar like every Saturday or Sunday morning. That's when you know, because they left either the credit card or they left the car or the car keys or whatever. And they come in and I'm looking at them, and they just come in like holding their heads.
Just sick.
Like, yeah,
sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've seen me run to your bar to get my keys.
Yeah.
This is one thing to look forward to. Spending money won't feel like a death sentence. It's like when you finally start working. That is one
thing
to look forward
to.
Yeah, because you're mm-hmm. so poor in your 20s, and you're living. I lived with my parents, you know, with my dad and stepmom when I first moved here. It's like now I can kind of take care of myself. That's fun, but
this guy told me a long time ago. In your 20s, you try and figure out what you want, right? Like mentally or even physically. I mean, like what items you want, what tangible things you want. In your 30s, you start gathering those items, whatever it is, a house, a car, this.
In your 40s, you start having swap parties to get rid of it.
You start giving it away.
Like, what am I doing with all this junk?
Giving it away in your 40s.
I'm thinking more like, so it's like hunting, gathering, and then giving
it
away.
And then giving it away.
What if it's a man? Does the same thing apply? You're hunting for a man, then you're gathering from him, and then you swap him?
But it's so true, because I remember back in my 30s, I was buying clothes all the time, and in my 40s, I had a garage sale. I'm selling expensive clothes, like $10.
Well, because
I just didn't want
it needed, weighs you down.
You needed to make money back. All right, what about this one? Because I can't really relate to this, but the future planning goes into overdrive.
Okay.
Children start looking cute. Mm. I love kids. I just like giving them back. Hey, and then, children look cute. And then girls, like, can tell the difference between wedding dresses. I don't look good in strapless, so I don't think I can do that. But
it's in right now,
we talked to some funny girls about their future planning.
I watch the wedding shows all the time. I always pester my boyfriend about it. I love wedding dresses now. Younger, I didn't really care. It's completely opposite. I didn't care when I was younger. Now, I just want to get married and be able to have that one special day with my boyfriend.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. I've always said, I don't know if I want to have kids. 27 hit, and I'm like, I want a baby. Princess cut. Maybe a carrot, just as long as it looks good.
It definitely matters now because I find myself not only those things, but looking at houses or where I'd want to live or school districts and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Baby fever for sure.
Just refer to my Pinterest called The Day, The One, that has everything from my engagement ring down to my dress.
That was so funny when she said you look for houses based on school district. Wow. That becomes a real...
Yes, it does.
Even before kids, because you're thinking a house is a big investment. Yeah. I'm going to be there a while. What school district? I promise you start looking at that when you look for a house.
I should have waited till Kenzie was 30 to buy my house because she did not take the school district into consideration.
Yep. See? You just want a cute house.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the thing about me that I've noticed, because my changes before I turn 30 are a little bit different than some of these changes. I do agree with some of those.
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, I got braces at 28.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was something to look forward to. Since I didn't have them when I was younger. So that was nice.
You're going to have straight teeth in your 30s.
Yes. Yeah. And then I've also learned, Kelly, I don't know if you feel this way, that my bathing and grooming habits are just based solely on who is going to see you and who is going to touch you.
Yeah, because in your 20s, there's always the option that anything can happen.
Yeah, like and you're going out. Like
those
you
spontaneous
never know.
Moments start to elude you in your 30s.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in your 20s, you're ready just in case.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I wasn't planning on this happening.
Yeah.
So I
was
not
like you've
prepared.
Kind of given up hope.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
it's the truth.
It
is this
not prepared.
Is crazy.
In your 20s, you're always prepared because you just never know.
You're
what's
right.
Happening.
You know what?
I guess,
you know
what? Guys do the same thing, though, I think.
A lot of girls will have that bag, that overnight bag.
In the trunk?
Like you said.
No, I'm not. I never packed an overnight
bag
just in case.
I'm not saying necessarily
Are
a guy.
Shaving? Never. No.
Always.
You pack
no.
it overnight.
I've seen Jenna's overnight bag.
A girl will have that little overnight bag.
Morning.
Just, you know, with a few little items in it, just in case. You know, some morning after clothes. Well, like a
no,
t-shirt.
I never no. do that. But, I mean, no. you shave.
Well, I'll tell you.
You know.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Just bring a razor out with you, just in case.
Just in case.
That's all you need in your overnight bag. Just bring a razor. That's all you need. That's my tip. But speaking of the overnight bag, the good thing about getting older, your walk of shames.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You can call a taxi or an Uber. You don't have to walk anymore. You can pay. That's what I've learned. I can take a car service.
Wow. In my 20s, yeah, I dated 20-year-olds. In my 30s, I still dated 20-year-olds. Nothing really changed.
No.
Yeah, you're still in the game, Alan.
Yeah. Right, well, nothing changes with those girls because they're the same. They stay the same age.
Well, yeah, you're like
you've
the Matthew McConaughey.
Changed, JC.
I've changed.
You've changed.
Oh yeah,
you've changed.
You've
Al.
Changed. No, I'm not saying
I haven't changed.
I didn't change.
Al's just tired.
You have changed.
I have.
I'm just
not
old
that that's a bad
pimp.
Thing. I think that happens.
Like a
you've
good
changed.
Change.
Yeah, I mean, you're just getting old. I mean, you know, you're getting more mature. And you know, when you first started working here, and we used to go out all the time, and now I'm still going out all the time, and you're at home reading your book and with your cardigan sweater on, and sending text messages to Austin Mahone. Yeah. Drunk text message.
Don't drunk text.
I can't fight those allegations. I can't fight those allegations.
When was the last time you had a shot, JC?
A shot of alcohol?
See, just the fact that
you're thinking of your babies getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
The fact that you have to ask.
Shot of alcohol, man.
Yeah.
When
was the last time that you woke up and you're like, man, I don't even remember what I did last night?
3 years ago? 2 years ago?
Come back, dog. We miss you.
I need friends.
We miss you, man.
All right. Well, I want you guys to help me decide what I should do for my 30th birthday.
Party.
Well, I told you
I
what
want
I
everyone's
thought.
Ideas because I'm not really that into parties, but then I don't want to look back and be like, oh, I should have had a birthday party.
Mm. You already told me what you wanted, sort of like a petting zoo. So I was going to see about working in some sort of petting
okay.
at your party.
What is this, a 12-year-old's birthday
petting?
She like, likes that. Why not?
I just want to pet animals. Like,
you can
what
do grown sexy
yeah.
petting zoo.
Yeah, I want to do grown
like
up, bachelor. Grown up sexy petting
like
the, zoo.
Yeah, grown up sexy.
Mm-hmm. Look at that giraffe.
So R-rated.
What do you want, like a horsey?
No, I want more exotic.
She wants exotic.
Like
she likes exotic
sheep?
Animals.
Monkeys? I'll go if you have monkeys, but if you don't have monkeys, I'm not going to your party.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
I'm sorry.
Like
well, now you know if she has no monkeys, she doesn't want you at her party.
You know what? Yeah, and I want Bruno Mars performing at my party, JC. I'm not going to my own party if Bruno Mars doesn't perform. No, I just want a petting zoo and some shaved ice. Like, is that... Seriously.
Okay.
I want, like, a biggest party ever. Some, like, animals and shaved ice.
An ice sculpture?
Shaved ice.
To,
like, with the 300 flavors. That's,
oh.
that's my favorite thing in the world, and I love animals. Like, I'd be happy. I mean, you know what? Even, like, a mini donkey and a snow cone, whatever.
Mini donkey?
I don't know.
That I can make happen.
Al's got connects.
Oh, yeah. I can get you a mini donkey.
Yeah. Mini donkey.
Oh, I have to have my 30th at the mat.
Yeah.
We all have to have our birthdays at the mat.
It's tradition.
No, my birthday at the mat is tradition.
Al's already made the poster and everything.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to go.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I just noticed something on Facebook right now before we went on air.
What?
Big Al?
Yeah.
I noticed that you're starting to say hello to a fan on Facebook every day.
Uh-huh.
Is it just going to be hot girls? Because this one was.
It was just the first girl.
I'm just wondering.
Just one. I just went through and I was like, oh, I know that person. Yeah, I just picked a name that a girl that I didn't know.
She just so happens to be a hot girl.
Because Al's so active on social networks.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to do it a long time ago, but...
Yeah.
You know. But that was before you were in a relationship, and then you stopped doing that.
Uh-huh. There's no trouble in paradise.
We're just wondering.
What are you saying that you just suddenly decide to start hollering at girls on Facebook again?
It doesn't have to be a girl. It could be a guy.
Has it been?
Girlfriend.
This is a first.
What are you eating?
Two yesterday.
His popcorn.
That's all he eats. Al just eats popcorn.
I'm shredding now.
All right. We'll see what kind of hellos you say throughout the week. I'm going to guess.
What did he say? Just what's up?
Just said, hey.
And then does she say, hey,
I'm
going
to say hello to one of my Facebook friends every day. Today, I'm saying hello to girl's name. Have a great day, baby.
It didn't say baby. It didn't say baby.
I just said have a great day. It's all good. You know. All right, we'll see. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, JC.
What are you doing in there, pushing buttons and stuff?
Pretty much. We're going to talk to my people here in a second.
What?
And by my people, I mean, hey.
What?
Hey. Yeah, Blake and Ricky Martin, all those famous people.
Singers. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're talking to performers.
We're going to talk to Ricky Martin?
No, we're not going to. We're going to talk to people who like Ricky Martin and relate to Ricky Martin's lifestyle.
Oh. Okay.
I'm treading lightly because there are children.
I got you. So you went out. You went out on the streets?
All right, Dantana, live out on the street.
No, not you, Dan.
Talking to the people, because that's what we want to do here.
Is that what we want to do here, Shannon?
He just won't leave, will he? Yes, that's what we're going to do here. So here you go. What do my hey people think about the Super Bowl? All things just keep getting better. Who's going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday?
The Rangers, obviously.
You're trying it. But the gay guy knows. Somehow I know about sports. I'm not really sure how. It's Washington, I don't know what they are, and the Denver Broncos. I only know that because I think the Denver Broncos orange and blue outfits are real cute.
Oh, see, this is bad. I'm a lesbian that knows nothing about football.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Oh. Is that football?
Yes, it's football.
It would be the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks.
There you go.
And I think Denver's going to win, and Peyton's going to get his second Super Bowl.
What? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, definitely Denver.
Why do you say that?
Because that Peyton Manning guy.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Dallas? Right?
No.
They're in it, right?
No.
You would think so with Tony Romo earning like $112 million or whatever.
Who's Tony Romo?
Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Avalanche?
Huh?
Maybe Avalanche? I don't know.
Avalanche?
New York? Guessing? I don't know. I don't watch sports.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I'm going to watch for the commercials, so I don't care about who's going to win. I want the Doritos to win.
So there you have it.
That's a good way to look at it. I want Doritos commercial to win.
I want Doritos to win.
That is probably a competition the next day. Everybody's talking about who had the best commercial. She has a point.
I do think it's interesting, though, Shannon. Would you say that lesbians know more about sports than the gay men?
I would easily say that.
Based on your limited research.
Just from this research?
No, I had a lot of people that I talked to.
Because you didn't tell them who was playing. You just said who's going to win, right?
Yeah. Right. Because I don't know who's playing.
You don't even know who's playing?
No.
Even after doing that survey and they repeated it several times, you don't know who's playing?
I remember New York.
No, it's in New York.
That's where it's at.
Well, New Jersey, technically.
Well, for some reason, that's stuck in my head that it's New York. Okay. So
Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're dumb.
Why are they dumb?
Because birds are stupid. They poop on your car.
Uh-huh.
They bite your nose when you try to kiss them.
So your theory is based on mascot.
By the way, a Seahawk's not even a real bird. Did you guys know that? Fun fact?
What if a hawk flies over the sea? Would that make them a Seahawk?
It's a hawk.
Is it like a nickname for a bird?
I want them to win because they have a commercial that made me cry for that deaf player.
The fullback?
What?
That made me cry.
They have a player
who
was undrafted and he's deaf and they said he would never make it.
And everybody told him he couldn't do it. How can a deaf person play professional football? But he didn't give up. And they did the draft and he wasn't picked. He's like, but I didn't give up. And then he's playing the Super Bowl and he's deaf. And I wept. And I said, that's who I want to win the Super Bowl.
So, Kelly, you're going for the Seahawks.
That's the power of advertising right there.
What position is he?
I don't know, but he's deaf.
He's a fullback.
And it was so sweet. And he's playing in the NFL. And I think he's a role model to other little children who have people telling them, because of this defect or this disability, you can't do what you want to do. And I don't know what his name is.
They have teams that are compiled.
But it really stood out to you.
The commercial did, and it's for batteries or something.
Did it inspire you to watch?
Well, I'm going to watch. I know it's shocking to say this out loud, but I haven't been invited to anybody's Super Bowl party.
So I'm guessing I'm going to watch it home alone.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking is the plan.
Come watch with me, babe.
No, you can't invite her.
I don't want an invite now.
To make
it
money
count.
Off of her.
I get free drinks. I get free drinks.
Kelly, you didn't know he's having an appearance?
Watching
the Super Bowl with Kelly Raspberry. You haven't seen the sign?
You're going to have to sign a few autographs while you're there. But.
So that'll be fun. Shannon, thanks for going out on the streets and getting stuff.
Talking to the people.
Talking to the people.
That's what they want me to do.
Hey.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is how you know you officially made it. Now, if I say Beyonce has officially made it, you would think it has something to do with her music career, the album she sold, all the tours she sold out. Yeah, no. Marrying Jay-Z? No. She has officially made it.
Okay.
Because this one thing finally happened.
She had a sandwich named after her.
No. Close.
Really?
Rutgers University, an actual college.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
A darn good one.
Is offering a course on Beyonce.
Offering a course?
There is going to be a class on Beyonce.
You can take Beyonce 101 or something?
Basically.
It might be like a marketing class to show how you come from just a child with a dream and you...
Kind of. It's called Feminist Perspectives, Politicizing Beyonce. And it's not about her political engagement or how many times she performed during Obama's ceremonies.
Wait, so it's a women's studies course?
Kind of. It's more on the music and the career used as lenses to explore race and gender and sexual politics. Okay. And we know she had some sexual politics going on.
So she's taking a very hot artist, and that's... Okay. It would make it a more attractive course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool, because Georgetown University has one called The Sociology of Hip-Hop, Jay-Z.
Okay.
So Jay-Z officially made it.
Doesn't Kanye have one, too?
Yep.
Or is that just a religion?
University of Missouri, English 2169, Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Can you major in Beyonce?
I don't think so.
It's one of the courses.
I'd like to get my bachelor's in Beyonce.
I don't think so.
I mean, Kanye, Jay-Z, Beyonce, The Beatles, and The Simpsons and Tupac are people that have courses named after them.
Hmm.
They've officially made it.
That's a creative professor right there.
Yeah, right.
Some butts in those seats.
So I figured we should officially make it. You know, we need courses after us.
Have a class of Kelly Raspberry. What would that class entail?
Well, I remember I took a class on, you know, Southern things, the Southern literature and things. So maybe Southern
hospitality.
It could be a Southern history class or a Southern...
A redhead perspective.
Maybe.
How to find a husband.
I'm not very good at that, obviously.
Yeah.
I took wine tasting.
How to not
in
do
college?
It.
Yeah, we had a wine tasting class. It was so hard. See, I mean, it was like all, like the grapes and the chemistry behind it, and it just was not fun.
See, if
it
I
sounds
had a,
you
fun.
Thought, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's fun because you got to drink the wine, but yeah, wine tasting. I also took jogging.
Because if I had a class after me, I would want it to be JC, Knock Knock, and Pun Joke Theory 101.
Theory? There's a theory behind them?
Oh, yeah, Kelly. There's always theories. I mean... Knock Knock jokes and the Laffy Taffy jokes may not seem as very intelligent jokes, but they are. For you to come up with those jokes, you got to kind of have...
What would a test in that course look like?
Finish the joke.
Or you just knock, knock, who's like, there? And then you come up with the rest?
Yeah, like, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Madame.
Madame who?
Madame foot got caught in the door.
No. I don't think that it works.
There's no definitive answer because you could have said, Madame, anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's a theory.
That's a theory?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, my.
You write your thesis on a knock knock joke?
You could do a knock knock joke or a pun. Like, what the finger say to the thumb?
What?
Many things you could say here.
Yeah.
But it has to make sense.
So the only right answer is what?
The finger said, I'm in glove with you because they're in a glove together. See?
What if you're not wearing gloves?
Well, gloves separate them.
Your class would have to be for like 8-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that doesn't even work because even if you're wearing mittens, they're separate.
You could
the other
get...
four fingers are together, but the thumb is separate always.
What would your class be, Al?
My class would be, Kelly, you know me better than I know me.
It would be, you know, Diary of a Black Man.
That's been done.
Be the subject matter. Your diary is different than anyone else's.
Oh, absolutely. You know, how to... Start out throwing newspapers and end up on the radio and on TV and on the business.
Dissecting the life of a black man raised in a white man's world.
Am I black or white? The life of Al.
I'm black, girl. Black History Month starts Saturday.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.